warm welcome to all the listeners of the Story House. I hope you had a great week. And wherever you are listening to this podcast, I hope you're safe and you're healthy. In today's episode, I bring to you a new story titled The Quest, written and narrated by your host, Rizaith Rahim. But first, let's listen to a quote. Eleanor Roosevelt was a remarkable lady. She was born on October 11, 1884, and was the 32nd First Lady of the United States of America. But that's not the only reason why she is considered as one of the highly respected women in the world. She was, in fact, a leader who stood for world peace and was nominated 3 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. She also gave us this quote: "Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That is why it is called the present." So, all young people out there, make the best of today, which is a gift. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't want to think what has already happened. So, let's focus on today. So, every day is a gift, and be grateful. With that positive note, let's listen to today's story. The Quest, Part 1. Once upon a time, there was a magical kingdom named Fredonia. The kingdom was so magical that the birds, animals, flowers, and trees could all talk in the same language. In this kingdom lived one Mrs. Dandy, a renowned baker whose blueberry muffins were very famous throughout the kingdom. She had 4 children, Andy, Mandy, Sandy, and Candy. Andy was the eldest of all. He was tall and very athletic, and he was always the school's sport champion. His younger brother, Mandy, was into books and would read volumes of them one after the other. Sandy was into music. He could play the piano so well that people would clap and cry at the same time. And then we have Candy. Candy was different from the rest of his brothers. He was rather shy and always distant from, showing himself to others because he had a problem of stammer. The kids in his school made fun of him because of this, and so he hung out most of the time at his mom's bakery after school. This came with a downside too. Candy spent so much time tasting Mrs. Dandy's recipes that he began to build a huge appetite for sweets. He would sometimes sneak into the kitchen and fill his mouth, pockets, and bag with goodies and eat them all up in a matter of minutes. Mrs. Dandy was so upset, she told him, "Candy, darling, you can't be eating so much sweet. If you go on like this, one fine day you will turn into a hot air balloon." And in a couple of years, her worst fears came true. Candy had become so huge that he could barely see his knees and toes. When he walked, the earth trembled. When he talked, the wind rumbled. And when he smiled, the kids stumbled. Candy didn't know what to do. He became so sad that he stopped talking to anyone, finding happiness only in eating more and more. He said to his mom, "Mommy, I don't think I'm good at anything. Everyone thinks I'm so weird." But things were going to brighten up for little Candy. One breezy September evening, a stranger walked in through the double doors of Mrs. Dandy's bakery. The man looked peculiar in many ways. His attire was a deep midnight blue suit paired with the shiniest black shoes, and the most striking feature was his flowing long white beard. "Madame,"
Can I have some garlic bread with cheese and some of your famous blueberry muffins? Asked the man.
Yes, sure, Mr. Sorry, I didn't get your name, said Mrs. Dandy.
Oh, where are my manners? My name is Weird Wizard, but my friends call me Wee Wee for short. You can just call me Mr. Wiz, thank you.
Oh, you are in luck, Mr. Wiz, said Mrs. Dandy. We have freshly baked garlic bread and a batch of muffins are out of the oven. I hope you enjoy your meal, said Mrs. Dandy.
No sooner had Mr. Wiz finished the muffin than he saw Candy enter the bakery. He looked at him with mild amusement and gave him a smile. Candy was surprised to see the strange-looking gentleman, but he gave a quick bow and disappeared behind the cash counter.
Well, he tried to disappear completely, but we know he can't completely hide, so he bent as low as he could and peeked at the wizard.
Mr. Wiz, having finished his dinner, took out a funny-looking comb and combed his long, flowing, white beard. The comb was very long, and as it reached the bottom of the beard, it transformed into a flute. The wizard started to play the flute. The music was like nothing they have heard before. It sounded so enchanting, so beautiful, as if it was from heaven. Candy and his mom stood with their eyes and mouths wide open with wonder. The music reached a crescendo, and then it stopped suddenly, apparently because the flute again became a comb. Little Candy was so captivated by the music that he rushed out of the counter and went near Mr. Wiz and asked,
Mr. Wizard, can I have that flute? I have never heard anything like this before. I want to learn how to play it, but please, maybe then I'll have some friends.
Right, young people, what do you think happened next in the story? If you want to know what happened next, please do listen to the second part of the story, The Quest, in the Story House podcast, exclusively made for you. So see you soon. Till then, take care. All the best. Bye-bye.